All right, so I'm John the Tourtown Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 6th of July. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 371 BC, the Battle of Lectra, a significant event in Greek history, took place between the Boeotians, led by Theban general Epaminondas, and famed warriors the Spartans. Although outnumbered, clever tactics by Epaminondas saw the Spartans defeated, crushing them so supremely that the battle permanently altered the balance of power in Greece, resigning the Spartans to a second-rate power that would never again rise to its former prominence. Today in 1189, Richard I, Richard the Lionheart, acceded to the British throne. Jan Hus was condemned as a heretic and then burned at the stake on July 6 in 1415, leading to a series of confrontations between his followers and the church between 1420 and 1431, known as the Hussite Wars. Today in 1557, King Philip II of Spain, consort of Queen Mary I, set out from Dover to war with France, which eventually resulted in the loss of the city of Calais, the last English possession on the continent, and Mary I never again seeing her husband. The Battle of Granada took place on this day in 1779 when the French defeated British naval forces during the American Revolutionary War. July 6 in 1885, Louis Pasteur successfully tested his vaccine against rabies on a boy who was bitten by a rabid dog. Streetlights in Sydney were for the very first time electrically lit on July 6 in 1904. That's an interesting little tidbit. 1919, the British dirigible R-34 landed in New York, completing the first crossing of the Atlantic Ocean by an airship. We really should use more airships for travel. A little bit slower, a little bit more relaxed. It's like a little bit of a cruise ship for the air. We really should do more of them. The Story Bridge in Brisbane, Australia's longest cantilever bridge, was officially opened on July 6 in 1940. 1942, Anne Frank and her family went into hiding above her father's office in an Amsterdam warehouse. A very famous one, that one. 1944, the Hartford Circus Fire, one of America's worst fire disasters, killed approximately 168 people and injured over 700 more in Hartford, Connecticut. The AK-47, still to this day, the most popular and widely used assault rifle in the world, along with its variants, went into production in the Soviet Union on today's date in 1947. 1957, Althea Gibson won the Wimbledon Championships, becoming the very first black athlete to ever do so. Good on you, Althea. Kevin Conway was killed in action, the very first Australian battle casualty of the Vietnam War on today's date in 1964. And finally in 2003, the Yevpatoria planetary radar sent an interstellar radio message consisting of an interstellar Rosetta Stone, a copy of the 1974 Arecibo message, and a bilingual image glossary, send it out to five different stars in the hopes of contacting extraterrestrial life. These messages will reach the different stars in a period from 2036 to 2049. Who knows the truth? It may be out there. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Anzac legend John Simpson Kirkpatrick of the famed Simpson and his Donkey story, born on this day in 1892, died at Gallipoli, of course, during World War I. Painter Frida Kahlo was born on this day in 1907. Sylvester Stallone is 72 this morning. Jeffrey Rush is 67. He's younger than Stallone, if you can believe that. Funny man Kevin Hart is 39. And the very lovely Eva Green is 38. Happy birthday, Eva. and some famous musos for us as well. Gospel singer Della Reese, born today in 1931. Rapper 50 Cent is 43. Nick Sestorov, Jet, is 39. Ty Zonde, the man behind the viral hit Chocolate Rain, is 36. Chris Wood of Bastille is 33. But going out on this one this morning, to John Keeble, drummer and one of the founding members of Spandau Ballet. He's 59 this morning, going out on one of their biggest hits, Spandau Ballet, with True, on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.